football, but with whatever we could find to back and forth, and the boys would play baseball and jump rope and hopscotch and that sort of thing. We didn't do any games back in those days. I guess you all really didn't have time to play much, did you?
No, you didn't. But we'd play, like she said, those kind of games, you know, and drop the handkerchief and that sort of thing. I don't guess anybody knows anything about dropping the handkerchief today, but you'd make a circle and you'd go around. There'd be one to go around the circle and drop the handkerchief. And the one that you dropped it behind, they'd pick that up and then they'd go around. But I don't know why you ever knew you finished. I never did. I don't remember. Mm-hmm. Well, we used to play that at school, where there'd be a crowd, you know. It'd be a big circle. It wouldn't be just two or three. It needed to be a big circle.
And the teachers actually would get out and play with you back in
those days. Yeah, they would. They would.
There was so little entertainment. I guess they kept you busy outside.
No school buses. You walked to school. No lunchrooms. You carried your lunch. And such a great improvement. I'm so glad they have it better today. But we didn't know any better. We just thought we were all fixed up. I mean, didn't know any different.
Do you remember the first people in town that got a car? Or the first cars in town?
No, I don't remember the first cars.
What about the first people that got television? The first few houses that got TVs? Did everybody go to their house at nighttime?
The first one we had was, I think it was 9 inches. And it was in 51, and everybody wanted to come and look at that TV. And the time you crowd around it, you couldn't see. It was so tiny.
Well, honey, we didn't even have a radio. But then, because see, we had no electricity. But then at that time, Billy and her family lived across the street, so they bought a radio. I thought that it was a battery radio, you know. I thought that was the grandest thing anybody could ever have, was a radio. We had no radio, no anything like that, because we had no electricity. But the radios came in first, and then the TVs, but I don't remember who got the first ones. I don't know about
that. The ones that people would have in the neighborhood, everybody would
have. Right,
yeah.
Because I had somebody tell me, actually my grandfather at one point was telling me that when they had radios, even people would all come over to your house and listen to the shows every week on that was a good way for people to gather together too, and just visit.
They did more of that back in the olden days, because that was their entertainment.
So people visited each other on the weekends or at nighttime?
During the week, you'd light your lantern and go down the road with your lantern to your neighbor's house with no lights or anything, and sit till bedtime, you know. But honey, you don't have visitors now in daytime at no time. Like you used to. You used to be somebody in and out just all the time. But that, people have got to where they don't love each other.
Who were your friends? Who did you hang around with when you were growing up?
Well, it'd be some of the girls at church, you know. But see, we didn't live close together, and we wouldn't see each other much, only at church. And it'd be very seldom that there's ever enough come to play anything, because they were too far apart.
Which church did you go to?
Mount Oliver Baptist, up on Hardscrabble Road. Still go there when I was able.
So did you go to the same church too?
I did. I went to the same church she did, but they only had church one Sunday a month. So Mother and Daddy carried us to First Baptist to Sunday school. And then on that Sunday, they'd come get us after Sunday school and take us up to Mount Oliver. So I had two sets of friends, the friends at Mount Oliver and the friends at First Baptist. But I went to school with the ones from First Baptist, so it wasn't like I didn't know who they were.
Now, what would people do that was different before? Because they said that, I've had people tell me that people would come visit, and then after church on Sunday, everybody would eat together.
Well, I know that. I've done more of that, I guess, as much as anybody. My husband was, he was a big talker, and he loved people, and